Hey, welcome to the Finance Fam podcast, where we cover finances, faith, family, and freedom. Whether you're in debt or a seasoned investor, we cover all the ways where beating the rat race, thriving in a recession, building wealth for future generations, and living with purpose to ultimately gain freedom and impact the kingdom, however the Lord calls us as believers. My name is Isaiah, and I'm one of the hosts of the show, alongside my good friend Andrew. We're both millennials living typical millennial lives, plus we love Jesus, we love our families, and we love freedom. Everything we cover is for entertainment purposes and should not be considered financial advice. Please don't sue us. Enjoy the show. Thanks.
Welcome, everyone, to the Finance Fam podcast. I'm Andrew.
I'm Isaiah.
And we are not financial experts, but dadgummit, we love personal finance. We've read a number of personal finance books, and I've actually got a few of these that we have read together. So among us, why did I say among? Among is three or more. Between is two or less.
Yeah.
Right? Or just two.
That sounds right.
Anyway, so the personal finance books we've read, Total Money Makeover, we'll be going over the Dave Ramsey's Baby Steps from that book. That's a book I read in like an evening. We've read Everyday Millionaires, Baby Steps Millionaires, Retire Before Mom and Dad, Financial Freedom, Richest Man in Babylon, Millionaire Next Door, and my favorite personal finance book of all time, The Book of Proverbs. Yes. There's constant wisdom from the Book of Proverbs that, I don't know, it's good. It's Dave Ramsey says that if you read the Book of Proverbs every day, you'll become a financial expert. You'll have the wisdom of the wise whoever wrote it, King Solomon. Anyway,
yeah,
so
wisdom, that's for sure.
He sure did. Anyway, so today we'll be talking about emergency funds. I'll just kick us off with the reality. And I actually saw this. There seems to be some improvement. 56% of Americans in 2022 can't cover an emergency expense. So that used to be a lot higher. Okay. I don't know what the number was, if it was 60 or 70. It was the majority of people. It's still the majority, 56. This basically means, you know, they're relying on help from family. They're relying on Visa, MasterCard, if something over $1,000 happens.
So specifically, that statistic is referring to an expense over $1,000?
Yes. So okay. if anything, yeah. So if something costs $1,500, it would throw 56% of Americans into some sort of debt or, you know, family obligation or payday loan, whatever else.
So emergency funds, why then should we have them?
We should have them because it's good. It's just a good thing. You want to be on the positive side of these statistics. So you want to be part of, in this club, 44%, not the 56 in this scenario. And, you know, as one who has spent, you know, a good portion of my adult life in, you know, this category where we couldn't cover an emergency expense or didn't know how is probably the best way to describe it. I'll go into my personal finance story at another time. But essentially, when you have an emergency fund in place, it takes your blood pressure down a notch. You know, for example, you know, when we implemented the emergency fund in 2019, I think, we were driving down to Florida and the alternator goes out in our car in the middle of Alabama on a Saturday afternoon. There were no tire shops, mechanic shops open because everyone was watching the Alabama game. We were in Alabama at the worst time where no one could fix our car, and it was okay. I just had to find someone willing to pause the game on their DVR and fix my car. And so in scenarios like, I don't know, medical expenses, car things, when you lose your car, the ability to drive your car, you basically move back to 1850 when we didn't have cars. So your number one priority at that point is, I've got to fix this thing. That's stressful enough. You can deal with that, but let's not have to deal with a financial problem and a car problem.
Yeah, so the car problem is a problem in itself, like you're saying, but then not having the money to fix the problem and get your life back on track, I mean, that's hurting you. If you're having to pull out a credit card, or if you're having to go to a family member, or if you're having to, you know, dip into personal savings and stuff, it's scary. It keeps you down at the end of the day if you don't have that cushion, that pillow to just cover those expenses. Because the reality is, and Dave Ramsey says this, life happens, right?
That's
your
exactly
car
right.
Your car will break down. You know, you will have that maybe health emergency, you will have a plumbing expense that just pops up and it's irritating, and that's just the way life is.
Homeownership.
Yeah. So
don't you love it?
That's right. So not planning for those emergencies is honestly kind of dumb. It's just, it's going to happen. And
yeah, just say it straight, Isaiah. You're the straight shooter today.
Hey, it's going to happen to all of us. So if you don't have the money, where are you going to turn to? Is it going to be the credit card? Is it going to be, you know, whatever? So
yeah, exactly. And an emergency fund turns crazy situations into minor inconvenience. An alternator in Alabama, it's a big problem. When you have an emergency fund, it was a minor inconvenience, and I got to have some delicious fish in the process. Like, you get to look at the positive of the situation, right? Like, you know, I also got to watch a little bit of the Alabama game. It looked like Texas A&M was going to win. They didn't. They never do, except this past year. Anyway, another topic for another time. So today we'll be talking about two different kinds of emergency funds. So we're going to go through just a little bit of the Dave Ramsey steps. So step one, he says, get a starter emergency fund of $1,000. Step two, pay off your debt using the debt snowball. Step three, get a full emergency fund. Say that with me. Full of 3 to 6 months of expenses. And so that's what we be talking about today, the two different kinds of emergency funds. And we'll talk about steps 4, 5, and 6 later on. But the first one is, we'll just briefly talk about it. The starter emergency fund is to, $1,000 doesn't seem like very much. And that's for a good reason. Debt should feel like an emergency. I had this tendency in my personal finance journey early on, where I was getting way, way too cuddly with the debt that I had. I was getting far too comfortable with it. And if I had implemented this system earlier on, I would have been, oh my, I've only got $1,000 in savings. And so, you know, it was designed not to be a lot of money. It was meant to be a perspective shift, a wake-up call, if you will. And, you know, Dave Ramsey's book, highly recommend it, Total Money Makeover. He talks about when it comes to first personal finance, you've got to start somewhere. You've got to start with the first step. Like right now, you know, I'm trying to get back into shape. We're talking about my fitness journey right now. I apologize for this rabbit hole. I told Joy, this is my goal. I want to get back in shape. And I Googled how to do that. They said walk 2 miles a day every other day. Now, that might sound super basic. My body is in pretty bad shape. It's not that I can't do 2 miles. It's that my body takes a long time to recover because I'm not in good shape. I'm in bad shape. I used to do impressive things back in the day, but when you're in bad shape, you have to take that first step. Yeah. And that $1,000 emergency fund, it's your first step.
Get you
step.
Back in the game.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that's what... that's the first step. You have anything to add to that?
No, I agree with everything you said. You know, and Dave Ramsey says $1,000, again, keeping the pressure of debt kind of in the forefront of your journey is helpful because you're going to want to prioritize paying off that debt. But $1,000 or $1,500, or I personally had $2,000. When life happens and those emergencies pop up, it gets you taken care of, and then you can focus on getting debt free. So that's definitely step one.
Dope. Fantastic. And so once again, baby step one, get that emergency fund, $1,000. Step two, get out of debt. Step three, it's the full emergency fund. So the value of a full emergency fund is for basically a season of trouble and trial. You know, the Bible talks about that, like that happens. Yeah. Stuff happens. And so basically you want to have 3 to 6 months of expenses. So in the case of a job loss or some sort of crazy situation, you know, you can actually live off of that income, you know, until you change jobs, until you move into a better economic situation.
If step one is the starter emergency fund and step three is your 3 to 6 months, I would say step zero, which we can take another episode talking
Love it.
About,
step
is
zero.
Step zero is budgeting, right?
Yes.
So if you don't know what your monthly expenses are, you're not going to know what that target number is. So once you have that number, then you can have 3 to 6 months. Again, if you lose a job, and Andrew, I'd actually love your opinion on why is it a range? Why is it 3 to 6 months?
Yeah. So, I mean, for some people with a more steady job, like for example, someone who's already reached financial independence, you probably could go towards the 3 months range and be perfectly fine. You don't need 6 months of expenses. If you have a job where, you know, if you got hurt, for example, you know, and you couldn't go to work you're going to need, you know, if it's a physically demanding job, it will be important to have 6 months of expenses in the event of, you know, a loss. And we'll talk about insurance another time. It's a good idea to have all the insurances you need.
Yeah, I'll just add to that. You know, if you're making, let's say, hypothetically, 100K a year, and that's coming from one source, and that source is taken from you, or, you know, you can't go to work anymore, like that's where the 6 month emergency fund comes into play. If you make 100K and you have five sources of income, and it's real estate, it's your portfolio, you're side hustling and cutting grass, and you have your main job, well, then maybe you can afford to have fewer months. So that's kind of really, I like to see the 3 to 6 months as a risk tolerance level.
Yeah, absolutely. So today we talked about the emergency fund. If you would like to engage more with the conversation, you can follow us on Twitter, on Instagram. And how can they find you, Mr. Isaiah Ram? I'm not on social media, so you can only find me on my Gmail.
Andrew, wait for it. Bullard, correct?
That's right. Yes. And it's in the podcast bio. So let's get it done.
Yeah. And lastly, if you guys wouldn't mind just leaving a review, subscribing to this podcast, come find us on social media. If you search Finance Fail, I'm sure you'll find it. And I look forward to seeing you guys there.
So today we talked about the $1,000 starter emergency fund, as well as the 3 to 6 months emergency fund. We're going to link to some sources in the description here so you guys can check those out. And hopefully now you understand the importance of those emergency funds. See you guys next time.